So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
And when you looked at the quarterback coach combinations, and I was saying, you know, I think this is the best QB coach combination that the AFC West has had across the board. And you had Geno Smith ranked higher than Bo Nix. And we're like, okay, it's pretty close. And you made the comment just kind of in passing. And I was like, okay, let's dive deeper into this. He said, hey, I think Bo Nix is a big time regression candidate.
Yeah.
Huge. So I said, all right, let's go through this. And we'll ask the text line as well. 913-586-7965. Who do you actually think are the biggest QB regression candidates in the NFL? Typically, now you can mention any name you want. Typically, when this conversation happens, younger, it's about guys that are in the first, second, or third year.
Although
in the
league. I'd say Jared Goff deserves to be a part of this conversation.
But it doesn't have to just be guys on rookie contracts. So we know your answer is you think Bo Nix, out of all quarterbacks, is the biggest regression candidate in the league? Is that what you're saying?
Out of any quarterback in the NFL who was a full-time starter last year, I think he is the single biggest favorite to be a regression candidate out of any of them. There's a couple of veterans, right? I think it's like, do you want to kick around the possibility of Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield?
Okay.
Or like, you know, like that ilk or Brock Purdy in the earlier part of the stuff. But Bo Nix
already regressed last year. Brock Purdy already had his regression year, I would argue.
But like a lot of times it happens in year one to year two. So like if people toss Jaden Daniels around, I wouldn't be surprised by it because of just how good he was.
That's what's weird about him.
But Bo Nix was too good. The offensive line was too good. They suffered so few injuries. I think the division is better, and that impacts everyone, not just the Chiefs. For all those reasons, I think Bo Nix is going to take the biggest step back. Doesn't mean he can't like go back forward in year three and settle into being an average guy, but I don't think his ceiling's high enough to avoid regression.
So I'm with you on the ceiling. That was the one thing I loved about last year is watching him play and seeing the Broncos draft him. He's good enough. He's going to get a contract and he's going to be their starter for a while, but you don't have Josh Allen in your division or something like that. I think the ceiling is lower. I disagree that he's the biggest regression candidate only because of the scheme. I think the way Sean Payton wants his quarterbacks to play and he's got a good O-line, I think Bo Nix is perfect for that system. I think the floor is very high. So I don't,
think he's going to regress too much because the floor.
Are his numbers going to be identical? I don't know. He had 3,700 yards passing, 29 touchdowns, 12 picks. Could his touchdowns go down to 25? His picks go up to 14? Sure. I mean, I don't know if we would count that as a massive regression, but I hear you. I think the system allows Bo Nix to have consistent success, but it's capped. For me, look, Jaden Daniels is an obvious answer only because he was that special.
And I just watched about it at CJ Stroud.
He was that special, and yes, Stroud had the sophomore slump, and now there's more film on him. The question is, do you think Jaden Daniels is that dude where he's just going to be that kind of player? And I kind of do. I think the Commanders as a team might regress record-wise. I don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to fall off the way Stroud did, assuming their offensive line is better also because they went out and got Laremy Tunsil. For me, I'll give you one veteran name and one younger guy. Veteran, I agree. You kind of mentioned Baker. I think Baker, here's the problem I have with him. He's had a career resurgence. He's been awesome. He's so fun to watch. It's now another year where he lost his offensive coordinator. Yeah. He lost Canales to Carolina. Now he just lost Liam Cohen to Jacksonville, Mr. Duval. So I think that's my concern on the veteran end. Baker had 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, 16 interceptions last year. I think that's coming down a bit. So that's my veteran that I think could regress. Younger quarterback, it's weird because out of the other rookies last year, if you're not saying Jaden Daniels, and I disagree with you on Bo Nix, then I don't
Stroud think regress further. That seems unlikely.
Right. I think
text line said Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but he's, are we still, okay, I mean,
regress?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't just you, I mean, who he is? Drew sent us a tweet the other day of comparing the first 60 career starts between Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones, and they were weirdly similar.
I like Trevor Lawrence, but he's already regressed, I think.
Yeah. For me, this is, I don't have a second or third year guy that's a candidate. For me, it is Baker and then Sam Darnold seems so obvious. He's not going to be Jet Sam Darnold, but there's no way without Justin Jefferson, without Kevin O'Connell, he's going to go to Seattle and put up anywhere in the number. Reminder, Sam Darnold, prior to the two playoff games or whatever, where he was just dreadful, at the end of the season. 4,300 yards, 35 touchdowns, 12 picks. He is regressing. I feel very confident. I don't think that's that crazy if it take it all. I think it makes a ton of sense. So that's where I'm at. What was the comparison, though, Trevor Lawrence to Daniel Jones?
First career 60 starts, Trevor Lawrence versus Daniel Jones. Let's take the record out of it, although they are identical. 22-38 versus 22-37-1.
Okay.
Total yards, not passing yards, just total yards. This is where Daniel Jones ends up catching up because of the rushing, probably. 14,605 for Daniel Jones, 14,898. So a 300-yard difference between the two. Passing touchdown to interception ratio, 62-42 for Daniel Jones, 69-46 for Trevor Lawrence, almost exactly the same. Passer rating is within 0.7, and Daniel Jones actually has a higher completion percentage. I'm not kidding. When you look at that stats, for their first 60 starts in the NFL, Daniel Jones is just as good as Trevor Lawrence. And think about how differently we discuss those quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence's contract, if he doesn't play significantly better, and I mean soon, is an anchor that will sink their ass all the way across the sea to permanently playing in London. They won't be able to overcome it. He's just like...
I understand.
Because of where he was drafted in the thing, it's just hard to overlook.
This is the year for Trevor Lawrence.
We would all still take Trevor Lawrence over Daniel Jones. But the numbers are interesting. That's for sure.
I think this is the year where we're going to learn because he's
I wouldn't want either, but yes.
Because, I mean, Trevor Lawrence started his career with Urban Meyer, who was too busy kicking the kicker, actually, on the sideline and
fair excuse, if you will, for
Doug
why
Peterson really wasn't that.
But
great
now
of a
you're
coach
on your you're on your third head coach now, and sometimes you say that's a negative, but also like at some point they've surrounded you with weapons. ETN, and I know Ridley's not there now, but at one point, ETN.
Now that they got Brian Thomas
Jr. is a stud. He's one of the best receivers in the game. He was one of the best rookies last year. So yeah, let's see what happens for Trevor Lawrence.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.